This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherise Zifford, only on 101.9 Chai FM.
Cyberbullying is the use of technology to harass, threaten, embarrass, or target another person. It can include online threats, aggressive or rude texts, tweets, posts, or messages. It also includes posting information, pictures, or videos designed to hurt or embarrass somebody else. It is part of our new reality, and I'm delighted to have Drew Holman, clinical social worker at Bella Vista, as my guest now to talk about how we navigate this. Drew, welcome, and thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Drew, as if normal bullying wasn't enough, now it's hidden in a platform that can attack you at any given time or day.
Absolutely.
What is the main difference between bullying and cyberbullying?
Well, I think, you know, traditional bullying, it happens in schools or you know, in spaces where there's often people around, where cyberbullying, it's anywhere. It doesn't leave you. The kids are taking their phones into their bedrooms at night and the bullying is going into the safe spaces. It doesn't stop. So I think that's the main difference is with traditional bullying, there are places of safety, whereas with cyberbullying, you have access to that input all the time, and it's devastating.
And also the degree and level of it. I mean, I've given a very clinical description of cyberbullying. How does it take place?
Well, I mean, it takes place across various platforms. It's not limited to one. It takes place at various times. It takes place online, and then often there will be ramifications offline. It's primarily through very physical, attacks focused on the physical realm of a person. So that's very damaging to somebody's esteem, their sense of self, their worth. It's complex, Cherise. It's not simple, and it's very difficult to stop because you put an end in one space and it pops up in a different way.
So who are the bullies?
Oh, that's a big question. I mean, the bullies can be anyone. And that's the problem with cyberbullying. You don't know. And that's, you know, that's this whole big push that we've been seeing on social media in the last 2 weeks. The problem is that people are controlling platforms and people are controlling chat rooms. And it's very hard to say the bully is this person, the bully is that person, this organization, that organization.
Okay, I know what has been happening in the last 2 weeks, and we're going to delve into, I don't know all the details, but I had read about it and it's horrific. But before we do that, is it mainly people that is known, that are known to you, or is it complete and utter strangers? Is it random?
It can be both. It's within the school context, we're finding it to be quite targeted. So it's often peer on peer. But, you know, the kids have access to a worldwide connection at the push of a button. So it doesn't just end there. It's so hard to say. But, anyone can be a victim. Anyone can be a perpetrator of bullying, whether we want to acknowledge that or not. And, that's why this kind of conversation and psychoeducation and input is so valuable and important.
And also, before you did know who was bullying you.
You could say it was this one on the playground, you know. Now we can't. And there's phishing, you know. So someone brings it as looking like Cherise, but that person could take on a completely new different identity tomorrow.
So you don't know who it is that's bullying you. But also, we also knew that kind of bullies maybe had their own psycho issues that they were doing.
Yeah.
There's stuff. Thank you so much. There's stuff that they were dealing with. But now, do we have a profile of bullies, online bullies?
I think it's so difficult to say.
Because we don't know who they are.
We don't know who they are. Their motives could be very different. The mechanisms that they're using can change. Their intention for doing it is different. All of that contributes to the difficulty we have in regulating it.
Wow. I cannot imagine how difficult it must be both for children and teachers in today's environment and parents, actually,
Absolutely.
As well. Okay, just before we go into the details on what to do with it, let's talk about Emma Sadler, because I did see she has been, I know I read an article that she has been working around the clock to stop cyberbullying and sexual harassment among young girls.
Yeah. And primarily on WhatsApp, but on all Meta platforms. But WhatsApp is where the main issue came in the
last
year.
So just tell us what's happening and where the case is.
She's done a fortune of work around it. And the fact that we have people like her willing to dedicate time to standing up for children who don't know where else to go, it's just amazing. So what she has done is on WhatsApp there are it's not a WhatsApp chat. It's under the status option on your WhatsApp, home screen, and there are WhatsApp channels, and those WhatsApp channels can be open to anybody. They are not limited in the number of users that can be on that channel, and they are not regulated as to the content that is shared on those channels. And that's the danger. So a whole lot of very explicit images was distributed on these platforms, and Emma received various DMs on her social media, and that's when she kind of got involved to give a voice to these people who didn't know what to do.
She should be awarded like the Mapungubwe Award from South Africa.
100%.
I mean, she is a fearless warrior in terms of social media. I know the case, she won.
She won. It was groundbreaking. She won.
She won the case. But I remember her saying that as you shut it down on one space, it just reemerges on another one.
Yeah, so she's put out various different bits of information which are so valuable, but the one thing she said, which really struck me, is that you're constantly playing catch up with that whack-a-mole. You know, you put the fire out in this space and it pops up over there, but what she has done is kind of refine the reporting channels of WhatsApp, which is essential, because when you reported, on Instagram or something like one of those other social media platforms, you can report and you can specify. On WhatsApp, you cannot. So the reporting was quite delayed. So she's actioned swifter reporting channels. There's a hotline between her and Meta to really action a swift shutdown. I think she's done this amazing job of aligning South African legislation around bullying and around the role of big tech companies in South Africa. So yeah, she's hats off.
I know, unbelievable. We're going to take our break here, but afterwards we're going to look at ways that we can help our kiddies navigate this.
Absolutely.